If you bring up unemployment benefits to most people in North Carolina, you might get some less than favorable reactions. But Dale Falwell says there's good news regarding at least one aspect of the issue.
For the first time in 5 years, we see the finish line in completely paying off this debt to the United States Treasury via the U.S. Department of Labor.
Falwell is the Assistant Secretary of the state's Commerce Department. The debt he's referring to is the $2.6 billion North Carolina owed to the federal government. Now, it's down to just under $1 billion. In 2009, the state began borrowing money to cover unemployment insurance benefits for out-of-work North Carolinians.
All the taxes associated with unemployment benefits are paid by the employers, not by the workers of North Carolina. And what happened during the last recession, there was not enough money in the reserve in the bank to pay out the billions and billions and billions of dollars of benefits that North Carolinians were claiming.
Now, for the past 18 months, the Republican-led legislature and Governor Pat McCrory decided to stop borrowing, but instead to chisel down this federal debt by making some drastic changes.
It's a combination of three things. Raised taxes on employers, which go toward paying off the debt, a reduction in benefits to new claimants, along with the efficiencies that we're putting into the program here so that we cut down on waste, fraud, and abuse, which was highly rampant in the North Carolina unemployment system.
The average weekly check for people drawing unemployment now is $350, a drop from $535. There's also a sliding scale in terms of the number of weeks an individual will receive funds based on the overall state unemployment rate. Currently, it's 19. And people have to show a photo ID to get their benefits. The state's approach to reducing this debt sparked statewide and national controversy. Opponents felt it was too harsh a move that penalized people already struggling to find work. But Falwell argues letting this debt grow would chase off new business prospects.
Every year that debt is outstanding, the federal government increases the FUTA taxes, federal unemployment taxes, on North Carolina employers cumulatively until the debt is paid off. And what that does is that keeps jobs from coming to North Carolina, that keeps people from getting off of unemployment.
According to Falwell, since 2009, North Carolina accumulated the third highest unemployment debt in the nation, behind New York and California. Also, each year this debt went unpaid, the federal government increased the federal unemployment taxes employers had to pay. The state anticipates paying off this debt by next year, and Falwell believes it'll make companies of all sizes more confident about bringing jobs to North Carolina. Catherine Mobley, 88.5 WFDD News.